Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Edge God in Bible study. I am Dr. Estella Chavu, and I am happy to share another Edge God in podcast with you. Our goal at Edge God in is to help you champion your human potential in Christ. And we do this through our weekly podcasts where we share messages that God has given us to share with you. For more information on Edge God In, be sure to go to our website. That's Lauren E. Miller and my website at edgegodin.com or join our Edge God In Facebook page. This week's podcast is titled, How to Live Moment by Moment in Christ. Philippians 1:21 says, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The second part of that verse states that to die is to gain. And I believe this to be true because I know that when I die, I'm going to reach the Heavenly Father. I'm going to live with Him. I'm going to be in eternal bliss. And it's going to be a wonderful thing. But what we fail to look at and overlook is the words, to live is Christ. This is truly powerful and should be really our central focus as Christians in our Christian life. In this Bible study, I will share with you why we must live in Christ moment by moment and give you some tips and some Bible verses to reflect on so that you can learn to put Him in your focus, make and be mindful of Him moment by moment. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanks and praise. I pray that this Bible study helps us better understand that life is to be lived from moment to moment with you. Help us take our focus away from the things in the future and have us live day by day, hour by hour, and moment by moment with you in your word. I pray, Lord, that the words you give me today are a blessing to those seeking to focus more on you. As we work to stay mindful of you and your teachings and the path you have for us. Let us be more aware, more accepting, and more conscious of being moment by moment of all that you have for us, the calling, the life that you'd like us to live, and the path that you'd like us to follow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we all know living in this world is not easy, right? It has never been and will never be. And that's not a depressing thing. That's just a reality of life. But it is through God and His promises that we reach peace, happiness, and goodwill. We've all experienced this life. That's why it's a good life, right? But as we move through various stages, it's also important for us to know who we are is because of God. Because of God, we have the great things we have in life, whether that be financial, spiritual, good health, whatever it is, all of it came from Him. Love is God. The way we love our family is God. It's because of God. But you know, the life we live and the life that we are proposed to, especially when it's not going our way, we quickly forget about this. We quickly forget that God should be our central focus sometimes. We get caught up in the world and we spend more time worrying about the things that are presented in front of us than seeking the comfort in His word. Matthew 6, 25, 34 tells us, Therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Wow, this is a part, really, really powerful scripture. I remember when I was going through a period of my life of struggle, and this was such a comfort to me. And it had me not only listen to the scripture, but focus on birds. And as I observed birds from a God perspective, I saw that they were really taken care of, what was directly related to God. They have elements, predators, environmental factors that are all against them, but God takes care of them. So we must know that God is doing the same thing for us. He already told us he will, but if we live in Christ moment by moment, we'll notice it. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of the old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Did you not receive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I say this to you, God's got you. You see, when we gave our lives to Christ to become this new person lives the example of God in all He does. 1 Corinthians 11:11, in that scripture, Paul tells us, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." So he's telling us that the only way we're going to be Christ-like is to follow Christ. And the only way we're going to know Christ is to know him by spending time with him and being with him moment to moment. I'm going to leave you three things that will hopefully help you live in Christ and know why it's essential for us to do this moment by moment. First, we need to seek the Lord continually. Chronicles 1 tells us that. It says, "Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually." And continually means all the time, right? Continuous. Keep doing it. And that's moment by moment, continually seeking him. If you seek him, you will know and have a personal relationship with him, which is what we need, right? And I think we could do this and by talking to him throughout the day, having a scripture that we recite or put in our heart, a praise song or a quote, whatever brings it to your attention is what you should focus on. The second thing is God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He has a plan for you. You don't have to worry about your future. You need to worry about today. Even though it may seem that the work we do sometimes is in vain, focusing on Christ moment by moment will help you open what his divine plan for you, which might be in the midst of all the things you don't like. And lastly, renew your mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what will be the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." This reminds me of a dear friend of mine, Paul. Love him dearly. This is, he used to say this scripture all the time, because we are constantly in flux with this. We constantly need to be renewing our mind, but we don't, right? But we are constantly burning and refueling ourselves in other ways throughout the day. Just think, if you were doing this, not only to your bodies, but to your mind in Christ. To renew our minds, we must be refueled the right way, and we need to have Christ refuel us. So take some time to put his word in your minds and get the most significant source of energy there is out there, which is Christ and his word. I'll leave you with this. Seeking the Lord, knowing his plan for you, and renewing your mind will help teach and train you to live Christ moment by moment. It takes us reflecting on the scripture, possibly memorizing one, and embedding what we have learned in our heart so that we can truly recite it moment by moment. Thank you.